Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Renowned medium Rebecca Rosen is in studio with us this morning. And while we're playing songs and commercials and all that, she's still taking calls.
Yeah.
So you can call 313-298-1999. Anytime we have to stop to take care of some business, she wants to talk to you this morning.
She even asked, one of the first things Rebecca said to me when she walked in the studio was, did I have a recent passing? And my mom passed less than 2 years ago. And you said it's considered recent if it's less than five. And she asked, you asked about a cat. And my mother lived with my sister. They had three cats, and their favorite big boy, a big Maine Coon, passed about 1 week after she passed. And they were together, and you woke up to that.
I woke up to that, and then I was behind a license plate the whole way here. It said cat love. And so I knew I had to ask.
That's so me.
Are you more in tune to signs and things like that that you see that maybe the rest of us could learn from some of that?
Absolutely. There are miracles all over. Every day, every minute, but you have to be in tune with that vibration, meaning it's the lens through which you view your life. Meaning, if you choose to wake up every day and say, I am going to see miracles today, you're going to. And you're not making that up. It's law of attraction. And so
you have to be open to
it. You have to be open to it. And when I say miracles, miracles are signs, connection to divine energy, something bigger, to remind us we're not alone and that they're trying to guide us through our lives.
Rebecca, why are so many people so afraid of death and you know, the fact that when somebody goes, they're on the other side? Don't they come through in dreams and different things like that we've been saying? And shouldn't it be more of a peaceful thing and a happy thing?
It is. So I think it's the idea of it. Until you've had your own authentic experience where you've had a loved one who died come to you in a dream, which is called a visitation, you don't get it. You just have a mind thought about what that would look like, and sometimes it's uncomfortable. But when you actually have it, you feel it. You are forever changed, and it is peaceful, comforting, loving. And that's a lot of times when people change their minds about it. People who have had near-death experiences, they can't put into words how peaceful and beautiful the other side is.
Well, they didn't almost want to come
back. Exactly.
My sister had one in the hospital, and she said to me, I didn't want to come back.
Yes.
She's like, I was at the beach with the sun on me.
It's true.
The birds, you know, it was just that feeling, that warm feeling. She didn't want to come back.
Yeah, I hear that from most people. The bottom line is the afterlife doesn't have the world of duality. It doesn't have contrast. So here in this world, we have dark and light, negative, positive. Up there, it's all love and peace and joy.
Sounds beautiful.
It's like summer vacation.
And I asked you about age, though, too, because, you know, when my dad passed, I was 25. I was, you know, double that. When my mom passed, I know they're together in heaven, but what age, and I asked you, what age are they together? Is he young and she's old? And you said no.
They can choose. So we don't have bodies when we pass away. We have energy. It's light. You can form a body as an apparition, a ghost.
Okay.
And you can choose any age, any gender, any...
Were the happiest?
Race. You just decide. It could be a past life.
I am so glad about this. Because I can't wait to shed this dad bod.
You were talking about the afterlife, and Chuck looked over at me, and I know he was thinking the same thing. All morning long, we've been talking about Popeye's chicken. Is there a Popeye's chicken in the afterlife?
Oh, you can have Popeye's chicken and then whatever else that brings you joy.
And Qdoba?
Qdoba, all of it.
Good news.
If you can think it, you've got it.
All right, if you'd like to talk to Rebecca, and remember, tonight she will be appearing at the Berman Center.
For the performing arts. The show starts at 7:30. I'd get there a little early, but get tickets now online. You can go to theberman.org, and we'll link this out on our website as well.
And we'll be back with some more calls here, too. Yeah.